job, Mark. It's, oh, geez. Straight up 7 o'clock. You're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. The staff pulled a good one on me. They already set the clock ahead. So I looked up. It's like, huh? No way, man. Without further ado.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Well, Jiminy Crickets, I mean, at this rate, we're going to be having maple syrup in like 2 weeks. What the heck's up here? What happened to our winter? Let's have a snowstorm. Let's go out and play and have some fun. In the meantime, we're going to play green cheese. 218-326-1234. We're playing green cheese live in Bemidji tonight.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
That's right. It's a Saturday night. It's beautiful. 38 degrees in downtown Bemidji tonight. Could be a sprinkler, a shower later, and tomorrow looks lovely. 50 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. Jiminy Crickets. let's see. Oh, green cheese is sponsored tonight by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at Krupp's Resort, Michigan, or MI, .com. Krupp's Resort, MI. .com, just south of Toivola and north of Mass City. What Ernest Hemingway novel tells the story of an aging Cuban off the coast of Florida? What was the first Michael Jackson video to air on MTV? Who played the role of the Corleone family lawyer in The Godfather? 218-326-1234. The island California prison was nicknamed The Rock. The famous inmate was Al Capone. What's the name of the prison? Where are we at here? Oh, yes. Oh, missed him. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
I got in. I can't believe it. First one.
Right on.
The old
Good
man
job.
In the sea.
Good job, Cass. Yes,
anyway,
the old man in the sea. You betcha.
All right.
Yeah, fair enough. How you doing?
Oh, considering my horrible health, I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying it. Oops, my...
Right on. Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, all right. I'm going to have a good show with you tonight.
Sounds real good. Thanks, Cass.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
What question did Cass answer?
Ernest Hemingway.
Okay. And then, oh my God, the name just went out of it. For the Godfather, Jesus, he just died. I know this. You know I know this.
Yep.
You know.
I'd give you a hint, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, because I'd probably get mad at you. Just a second now. One, two, I'm trying to think of it. Robert Duvall.
Oh, my gosh. That was painful.
It was real painful. Oh, my gosh. And I was writing it down, and I didn't think I'd get in so soon. I figured everybody would have that. But anyway.
Right.
Good job, Brandon.
Thanks, Julie.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
And hi to Cass.
Oh, absolutely. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the Sissy Bockwet Woods.
Awesome.
This is the fool in the woods. I had the Robert Duvall for the Godfather, but I think somebody else already got it.
Yep.
Was the other thing the old man in the sea?
The old man in the sea. Yep. Cass actually beat everybody to the punch with that one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm a loser tonight so far, but at least I got in, so that's a win.
Yep. Fair enough.
Okay, well, good show, Brandon.
Thank you.
Carry on. Mm-hmm. We'll try again.
Bye-bye. Which space shuttle flew 39 missions, the most of any other space shuttle, from 1984 until its retirement in 2011? What was the name of that space shuttle? And let's see, which country is bordered by Austria, France, Slovenia, and Switzerland? Oh, sorry, my mic was low. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Man, I'm glad I had three answers ready.
Right.
Because two of them are gone now. Alcatraz with the rock.
Yes, Alcatraz. Good job.
Great. Shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Donnie, Calamity Jane, and the dip in the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Brandon. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, do you have the Ernest Hemingway novel answer?
I did. I got it immediately. The first caller got it. But what's your answer?
Oh, Old Man in the Sea.
Old Man in the Sea. You betcha. Where are you calling from?
The AQ Islanders are hanging out with the Blueberry Lakers, and can I give a shout-out?
Surely.
Carly Hadrava won the Crop Fun Days tournament on Birch Lake this year. Knocked it out of the park.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right
Good
on.
Job, Carly.
Right on. Way to go, Carly. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see. A couple more of these prison. This whole list is about prisons. In 1971, this New York prison had a riot which resulted in 39 deaths. Famous inmates Tupac Shakur and Mark David Chapman. Mm-hmm. What is the prison? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Garage Sale Ninja's calling in tonight.
Well, how's it going? This is the royalty? I don't have the music ready. So.
No. But I must be on the same wavelength as Nancy because I heard her answering the Alcatraz.
Yep. Question.
So I guess I better give her a shout out.
Right on.
I'm wondering about the, I'm kind of geographically challenged, but the countries you mentioned.
Yes.
Are they surrounding Germany?
Not Germany.
Not Germany. Okay. Not that one. I better think a little harder on that one. Can I give a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts also? And of course, our court jester, Keach.
Right on. Good job.
Right. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese.
Well, hello.
I was going to say, Nancy from beautiful downtown Alma and got in first.
Right.
Got it. But it was Alcatraz. So a shout out to Nancy and also to Don Pierce, the big game research crew of Togo of 1969, and Gail Blackmire, the owner of Deer Lake Charlie's.
All right, and this is Dude Lakers.
Of course it is. Dude Lakers and Hackensack.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Right on. 218-326-1234 is the number if you want to participate. And if you're new to the show, don't hesitate. Give us a call. It's really easy. It's fun. So that's the main thing. And we are a member-supported radio service, so if you're playing and you are not a member, think about becoming a member. It's a great way to support this radio service. It's been tough for us, but we're still moving and grooving. Support tonight comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info at the Loft Event Center, rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. All righty then. Let's see. Go back to this. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The Michael Jackson question,
yes.
First video.
Yes.
Was it Billie Jean?
It surely was.
Awesome.
Right
That's
on.
Great.
Right on. Where are you calling?
Key Lime Country Club calling in.
All right.
Shout out to Winnisippi and Manitou Islander.
Awesome. Okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yep,
have
bye.
A good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Simon the Lakes here.
Hi, Simon.
Hey, every time I was about to answer a question, somebody just said it, but you know how
that's awesome.
The nature of the game, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
anyway,
awesome.
But luckily, we have a couple more that are known here, at least I think are known. Oh, why don't we go with the European geography, as that's a bit my brand. Will Austria, France, Slovenia, Switzerland were the countries you said that, right?
Correct.
Got to be Italy.
It's got to be Italy, I figured.
All right. Thank you, sir. Great show. It's always a great pleasure to hear your voice on a Saturday night. I always smile when I hear Brandon Chase. Come on, it's all going to be a fun show. So,
sounds
shout
good.
Shout out to everybody.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Yes, it is. How's it going, Jigs?
That prison riot.
Yeah.
Is that Attica?
Attica, good job.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Good. I got to give a shout out to Mojo in the sauna, but I think he's up crappie fishing with his grandkids tonight.
Right, yeah, so, that's I heard the crappies are starting to bite pretty good.
And, well, we in a land bearing, Mike from the sack and his cohort in crime for betting that their wives don't know on the hockey tournament, and we'll go from there.
Fair enough. Thanks, Jigs.
All right.
Have a good night.
Talk to you later.
You betcha. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Criminy. So what Swedish skater named Ulrich, who won the World Figure Skating Championship 10 times from 1901 to 1911, has a frequently performed jump named after him? All righty. And who was the first African-American golfer to play in the Masters Tournament? The first. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Attica. I'm sure somebody got that one because my source is my phone. So.
Yeah. You're a day late and a dollar short, my friend.
Story of my life.
Oh.
How are you? Prince of the St. Croix Valley?
The what?
The Prince of the St. Croix Valley.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, you know, we're hanging in there.
Good to hear.
Living the life.
Yep. So, I was out fishing today. I call it fishing, not catching. But if anybody knows anything about incarceration, I mean, cheese would be key from parts unknown. So.
Alrighty.
Let me get a shout out to Brandy Joe from Northeast and the rest of those Northeast Minneapolis creeps. Adios.
Be careful out there. Sound like he was broken up. He was broken up. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Right. How long were you on hold?
Brandon Cheese. I've been on hold so long. Do we have to wait another 53 years for a big blue jacket win?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
I'm telling you, I'm on suicide watch right now. But not before I, try to maybe take a stab at a question.
Okay.
Right now, could you throw me a softball? Because I can't.
I got to get a softball all the way to the Biffy?
Oh, this is Rhinestone from the Biffy. We all know it, but I'm on suicide watch.
All right, here you go.
I don't even know how I dialed.
Here you go. Here's a fresh one. Which space shuttle flew 39 missions, the most of any space shuttle from 1984 until its retirement in 2011?
I can tell you which one it wasn't. It was the Challenger. And that was a really off-color joke, but like I said before, I'm on suicide watch. My pal Michael's over here. He's a grad of War Road. Oh, dear God. He's really rubbing it in, but I'd like to send a shout-out. Again, Preps Resort, you're doing a bang-up job. Great start. And my gal Celeste and always Scenes and Filters Monthly.
Thanks, Rhinestone. There you go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to take a guess at the first golfer.
Yes, please do.
Was that Charlie Siffer?
Where did I go with that one? Not Charlie Siffer. That's not the name I have.
Oh, huh.
19, crap, I almost gave you a hint. who was the first African-American golfer to play in the Masters Tournament? And I don't really care what year it is, but I have that as a bonus question.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that I don't know. I thought it was that one. Actually, one of our teammates here is a golfer, and he thought that was it. So.
Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
IQ Islanders here.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, hey, I had to do a correction, too. That wasn't the crappie. Well, she did win part of the crappie tournament, but it was for the biggest tulipee.
Tulipee. Oh, right. Awesome.
Yep.
So how big was it? How big was it?
I don't remember. Like 13, 14 inches, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
So, all right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How many people were on the ice? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Simon. Lakes here.
Hi, Simon.
A couple, I think, but let's go with Ulrich Salchow.
Yes, Ulrich Salchow. Yeah, yeah. Is Salchow? Yeah. Is that how you pronounce
it? I think you don't sound the H. I think so. Or at least that's when I hear it.
When I hear it said. Yeah, I almost hear Salchow from some of them, but it sounds like it looks like Salchow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Anyway, we're talking about the same fella, clearly. So
right, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Simon.
Good night.
Bye bye. Jiminy Crickets, it's 20 after 8. Oh, that's because they sent my phone or my clock. I don't know why they would do that to me. I suppose it's the atomic clock. Sure, that's what it is. The signal from Colorado went out already and said to set the clocks ahead. So look out if you're on an atomic clock. It's currently 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Get a head start on spring cleaning with KAXE's CARS program. Your unwanted vehicle will be towed away for free, and the proceeds fuel all your favorite programs on KAXE, KBXE. It's quick, it's easy, and there's no cost to you. You can visit kaxe.org/cars to get your car donation started, or you can call Heather at 218-326-1234. During the day, during the week, when she's here. Not when I'm doing green cheese. Hello, you're on green cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about space shuttle.
Right, question. Yes.
I'm just guessing it is the Columbia.
Not the Columbia. Mm-hmm. I know. I'd give you another.
The other one I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, tell you what. Where are you calling from?
This is Andy in Burgess.
Andy, call right back and answer it.
Okay.
Because you're going to figure it out.
I think I got it figured out.
Call me right back.
I will. Bye.
Thank you, bye. Let's see. Oh, here's some more prison questions. This famous California prison hosted two Johnny Cash concerts in the late 60s. Famous inmates, Charles Manson, and I don't know this guy's name, Sugate, I don't know. I'm confused. Here's another one. This California prison was opened in 1852 and is the oldest prison in the state. It has the only death row for male inmates in California. Famous inmates are Richard the Night Stalker Ramirez. Right on. What Yiddish S word is known in the show business world as an act or a routine? Easy ones here. Which baseball manager retired in 1996 was the winningest active Major League Baseball manager before he retired? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on. You're up.
Yes. First, I would start out with my shout out to Julie Crabb and her answer of Robert Duvall. I did not know the answer to that, but I like I've been watching a lot of the Twilight Zone, and there's an interesting episode that he appears in where he's not this super macho guy, so where he's kind of fascinated with figurines or whatever. Anyway, I recommend it to any Robert Duvall fan.
But, awesome.
I was hesitating at the beginning because you started asking a baseball question. I want to hear the end of that.
Oh, right on, yes. Oh, you want to hear? You want me to tell you what the end of it is?
Well, I didn't hear the end of the question because
it says
answering as you were saying it.
It says, which baseball manager retired in 1996 was the winningest active Major League Baseball manager before he retired?
Oh. Okay. I'm going to pass on that one, but I'll answer the one about the, I think, Johnny Cash, the prison one.
Yes.
Also one that I heard when I was on hold. Was that the Folsom prison?
Yep. Yep, Folsom State Prison. You betcha. You betcha. Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah, this is John from Grand Rapids.
Right on. Thanks,
I'll be
John.
Interested to hear the rest of these answers. So, very interesting questions. Thank you, Brandon.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, say, Brandon, we got the old Rusty T. Rambone calling here from Ronneby area, Benton County, Minnesota. How you doing tonight?
Pretty darn fine. How's it going for the Rusty Trombone?
We're doing real fine. We're about to heat up the old cast iron and put a little Venny back on the wood stove, you know.
Right on, yeah.
I've been on hold for so long, I believe my mescaline wore off.
Better check your furnace filter.
I got one for you. Tupac Shakur and the, was it the Rikers Island?
Rikers Island, you betcha.
Oh, I'm a big Tupac Shakur fan, if you couldn't tell. And I got to give a shout out to a first-time listener, my friend Paulie Baldwin Walnuts in the Avon Hills and Jess.
Fair enough.
You're doing a fine job, Brandon. Keep her going. I'll try again.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where did I go with that? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm back.
Right.
Yeah. The Wizard of Omelon here says that Lee Elder was the first black golfer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You got it.
Very good. All right. Thank you.
Good job. Thanks, Nancy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, Brandon, Sam the Lakes again. I was just about to say Lee Elder, but Nancy beat me to the punch or the Wizard of Alderland or something. So anyway, fitting much quicker than I am.
There you go.
But anyway, let's see. Oh, I know. Such a fun word to say anyway. Shtick.
Shtick. Yes.
Yeah, the Yiddish word for, I don't know, what does it mean technically, act or event or...
Right.
Put on something, you know. So
when I was a kid, I thought Yiddish was some made up something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
and as an adult, I'm not 100% sure it's not.
it's all made up. They're all made up.
Exactly.
We call language English, whatever. It's all made up somewhere, you know. So
right on.
Anyway, thank you, sir. Great show.
Thanks, Simon.
Good night.
Bye bye. Alrighty then. I got one more here. What Canadian province has the shortest name? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon. It's Brandy Jo from Northeast. How are you?
I am awesome. How's Brandy Jo?
I'm doing great, except Simon got my answer.
Oh, man.
I know. What are you going to do?
Who's screaming in the background?
That's my cat.
Yeah, he wants some treats, you know, that's what that means.
Very, exactly.
Yes.
You know, they just want to, you know, be famous too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to Aiden in Bama and Keach from Parts Unknown. And you too.
Awesome. Fair enough.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get an answer for the prison that was associated with Richard Ramirez?
Okay, let me get back to my prison sheet here. No.
That be the San Quentin?
San Quentin, exactly. Very good.
Perfect. This is Winnisippi calling with the Keewatin Country Club. I just want to give a shout out to the Manitou Islanders.
All right, good job. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon. I think I have the answer for the baseball manager who retired in 1996.
Give it to me.
96? That was Tommy Lasorda.
It was Tommy Lasorda. You betcha.
Absolutely. I think he had a heart attack before that, if I recall, right?
Yeah, it was something along those lines, and that kind of forced him.
Heart problems or something like that.
Yeah, forced him off the deal. So, right on. So, where are you calling from?
This is Bob from the mean streets of South St. Paul.
Right on.
And has anyone seen Keach and Rusty Trombone in the same place at the same time?
Not yet. But the Green Cheese Picnic's coming up second weekend in August.
Absolutely.
They can be there. Yeah, I'll bring the mitts. They can duke her out.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brandon. Great show as always.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.
Alrighty then. Let's see here. I hate to even ask this question. Which Pink Floyd album does the song Time appear on? I tried to reword it somehow, but I don't know, whatever. If it's 10 a.m. in Paris, Paris, France, that is, what time is it in New York City? 218-326-1234. Who was Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2015? Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Gigs from the Garage.
All right, what do you got for me now?
My San Quentin just got answered.
Right.
So I'm going to go with the Canadian province is Quebec.
Quebecois. You betcha. Very good.
Perfect. I like that.
Thanks, Jigs.
All right. Got a shout out to everybody tonight, and because they're not watching the high school hockey game.
So obviously.
Okay.
Thanks,
talk to you
Jigs.
Later.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.
Although, if you are watching, I mean, hopefully, you can have the TV on and still play Green Cheese. I'm still looking for this one. Which space shuttle flew 39 missions, the most of any other space shuttle, from 1984 until its retirement in 2011? Let's see, where did that one go? Oh, here's one. What is the name for the reaction when two atoms of hydrogen combine to form an atom of helium? What is that called? And these are pop science quiz. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get the answer for the Canadian province with the fewest letters?
I just did. Jigs from the Garage beat you to the punch.
Oh,
what's your answer?
Was it Yukon?
Well, no, because that's a territory.
Oh, that is a territory.
Yep.
Province, territory, I got to get those areas straightened out. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hey, where are you calling from?
From Becker.
Becker. Awesome. Yeah. Good job. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Sam the Lakes here. Well, I'm going to change my answers because you asked an interesting one.
Right on.
You are, they're all interesting, but the one question is a bit more nuanced, but quite a simple answer. You asked, what time is it in Paris? If it's 10 a.m. in Paris, I think you said, right?
10 a.m. in Paris. Yep.
Yeah, that would be like 6 hour difference. That'd be 4 p.m. in... 4 a.m. in New York. Yeah.
4 a.m., exactly. Very good.
However, this is timely because tomorrow is daylight savings, and New York changes several weeks before Paris does. So if you'd ask this question this time next week, it would have been only 5 a.m. rather than 4, because it temporarily goes to a 5 hour difference rather than a 6.
So that brings up a good point. How many countries around the world observe something like daylight savings time?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't either,
and it's not...
I don't know, that's a good question.
I was something that my daughter and I were talking about it this afternoon before I left, and I'm like, well, I don't know.
I mean, obviously, primarily the well-populated countries of the Northern Hemisphere... Obviously, if you live by the equator, there's little reason to do that.
Right, exactly.
If you're down in Chile or somewhere. I don't know if they do it, New Zealand or somewhere. I'm not sure if they do the opposite. Who knows?
Right, because you would think the further, like you said, the further away you get from the equator, the more likelihood of wanting to adjust that time. But, yeah, fair enough. All right, good enough.
Anyway, we've wasted enough for people like, shut up, let me get in and answer my question. So, adios, sir.
Good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey.
You made it back.
Pink Floyd. Did they answer the Pink Floyd yet?
No, I saved it for you.
It's got to be Dark Side of the Moon.
It is Dark Side of the Moon. I'm going to be singing that song to myself, humming it, and
home. That is the very best piece of vinyl I ever owned, I'll tell you. And I don't have a turntable anymore, but yeah, I can't believe how good it is on vinyl.
Fair enough. You are exactly 100% correct, my friend.
We do can agree on that.
Yeah, nice, good woody,
okay,
woody feeling. Thanks, Cass. Good to hear your voice.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the space shuttle question again.
Yes.
Yeah, is it Discovery?
It is Discovery. Good job. Way to go.
All right. I know it was one or the other.
Yep. You betcha. All right.
I'd like to thank you a lot for the program. This is Andy in Vergas.
Right on, Andy.
Good, wholesome, quality family programming.
Super. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. A brief history of time. From the Big Bang to Black Holes is a popular science book on cosmology that was written by which English physicist? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm sure this has been answered already, but Dark Side of the Moon.
Cass just answered it just before you, but no worries. Where are you calling from?
Such a great album.
Right.
This is Spicy Pickles calling from St. Michael.
Spicy Pickles.
I would love to give a shout out, if I may.
Surely.
My friends in South Minneapolis, the Blaisdell Blazers.
Ah, right on.
Probably listening to Dark Side of the Moon, you know?
Fair enough.
All right. Well, great show. You always kill it.
Super. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Well, it's... I keep looking at the clock, and it's just got me all... So, at any rate, it's about 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. And coming up at 8 o'clock, or at 9 o'clock, Diane Ott is coming in to play some music for you. So stick around for that. We received support tonight from the Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. They're open daily from 5:30 to 8 p.m. You can learn more at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. Do-do-do-do-do. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I believe when two hydrogen atoms bond to create helium, that would be nuclear fusion.
Fusion is what I was after, exactly, yes.
All right, awesome. This is the Mississippi calling from the Kiwan Country Club. I'd like to give a shout out to Manitou Islanders.
Right on, there you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, how many pairs of chromosomes does the average human possess? How many pairs of chromosomes? And now I want you to fill in the blank, okay? With a 27-kilometer ring of superconducting magnets, the Large Blank Collider is the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. Mm-hmm. The Blank Collider. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mr. Chase, did you get the answer to the 2015 Person of the Year?
I did not.
All right, was it Time Magazine or was it People Magazine? Or
Time,
was it something else?
Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Oh, so easy, dude.
Randy Bachman?
Yes, the pride of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Randy Bachman. And do you know what he said upon receiving the award?
What?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, bow. Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to you, the Kilgore Scouts, and the Garage Sale Ninjas.
Right. Be careful out there. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon. Julie again.
Hi, Julie again.
I just wanted to say that, first of all, I'm going to. Somebody asked, so how many countries observe daylight saving time?
About 70. I've been barraged with texts.
Okay, yeah. So everybody did the same thing. And this, I'm going to play Keach right now.
Yeah.
And just say, does anybody really know what time it is?
Oh, awesome. Good job.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, does anybody really care?
That's right. I just
got tickets for Santana and the Doobie Brothers because they're coming to Minnesota.
Oh, man.
I know it. I only bought four, so sorry.
Well, that's all right, honey. It's really okay. You can take your wife if you need to.
I'm going to have to, I guess. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Julie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon, Kilgore Scouts and Bemidji calling.
Awesome. The king calls, or the let's see, the prince. The prince calls
the
in.
The duke, the prince, I don't know. We never did figure that out. So, let's see. Brief History of Time. That was Stephen Hawking.
Yes, very good.
You know, he was on an episode of Star Trek Next Generation back in the early 90s.
I don't think I saw that.
It's my own little bit of Stephen Hawking trivia.
I did see him on something else,
and they stopped by the set, and they're like, "Hey, can we put you on for a second?" And they did a little cameo at the beginning of an episode, and it was cool.
Yeah, why not?
Awesome. Shout out to Keach, Larry the Liar, Garage Sale Ninjas, and Don and Janet.
Sounds real good. Thanks for calling.
Yep, talk to you later.
Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going? This is the Woodlake Cat House and Kitty.
All righty. It's going good.
It's going good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to try to answer the number of pairs of chromosomes.
Ah, good.
All right. So we think that it is 23.
Well, you would think correctly then, because I have 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Wonderful. Michael Jordan number. All right, well, we got to give a shout-out to the round ladies and the baby out in Squaw Lake, as well as Mike, and also, for good nature, shout-out Simon of the Lakes.
Fair enough.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks for what you do.
Carry on. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey, has anybody got the particle accelerator question yet?
Oh, not yet.
Let's go with Large Hadron Collider.
The Hadron Collider, yes. Where is it located?
Switzerland?
Yeah, something like that. I knew it was somewhere in one of those mountains over there, right?
Yeah, I think it's in Switzerland. It's like super long. It took them years and years to build.
Right. Awesome. Where are you calling from?
This here is Becker Sauna Group, and I would like to shout out Espen and the gang in Chicago and Jack and Marcuson in Minneapolis.
Sounds real good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so I'm still looking for who was Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2015. And what Saturday Night Live alumni played the part of a hot tub repairman in the 2015 film Hot Tub Time Machine? Hot Tub Time Machine. here's another one. What 1984 Italian-American epic crime drama starred Robert De Niro and James Woods. It was based on Harry Gray's novel, The Hoods. 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. What was the name of the rover launched in 2011 that was designed to explore Mars? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes here. Well, let's go with 2015 Angela Merkel. You know, I was going to say for all the life of me, I thought it was the great Mr. Bachman from Bachman Turner.
Right.
Apparently it's not. So the only other possible guess is Chancellor Angela Merkel from Germany. I knew it was one of those two, but narrowed it down. Now, Keach helped me out with that. So.
Right. Well, you know, yeah. Fair enough. You know, when it's Final Jeopardy, it's down to the wire. So
you need all the help you can get. Right. You know. So, right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Great show.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye bye. Oh boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, I'm sorry, Brandon. I can't believe I cut, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
I just referenced Hot Tub Time Machine, which the person that I love said they didn't really like. First of all, it's Chevy Chase.
Yes, you are correct.
Second of all, Rob Corddry makes that movie. This is so awfully funny. And I say awfully, but it's really funny. I cannot tell you to watch this more. It's just a terrible, funny movie.
Well, sometimes terribly funny or terrible funny are the same thing.
It's true. And Craig Robinson, oh, my God. This, I have to go watch it now.
There you go.
This is it for me.
All right, guys. Fair enough. Bye, Julie. Oh, my gosh. This clock's killing me. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Have you answered the 20 or the chromosome question yet?
I just got the chromosome question. What was your answer?
Oh, shucks. Was it 23?
Yes, 23. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Okay. So we would have been right.
Absolutely. And where would you be calling from when you're right?
We're three ladies at Round Lake with a baby.
Three ladies at Round. Which Round Lake?
Just near Squaw Lake.
Okay, fair enough. Because there's lots of Round Lakes in Minnesota.
Oh, of course. Can we make a shout out too?
Well, yes, please do.
To Kitty and Abe in St. Paul.
There you go.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there, how's it going? This is Aiden down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I don't got an answer, but I just wanted to shout out Auntie Brandy and Granty Pooh.
Oh, right on.
Minnesota.
Good job, Aiden.
I love what you guys are doing, and one of my favorite traditions, family traditions, is going up to camping up in the North Minnesota area and listening to you guys. So keep doing it, and you guys are killing it.
Right on. Thanks, Aiden.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All righty then. What Foreigner song begins with the lyrics, "I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea, if that's what it takes me, baby, to show you how much you mean to me"? Okay, I was thinking about it, but I'm not gonna do it. So, you know, Keach can sing it probably knows that one. What is the term for the highest possible speed that can be reached by a falling object? The highest possible speed that can be reached by a falling object. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I believe the robot launched in 2011 to explore Mars was called Curiosity.
Curiosity. Very good. Awesome.
Awesome. This is the Winnipeg calling with the Keewatin Country Club. I'd like to give a shout out to Billy Bean the Cat for my cat, Gwen.
Oh, right on. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a nice night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the highest speed achieved by a falling object. I believe that's terminal velocity.
That would be called terminal velocity.
Right on.
Absolutely. Right on. Good job. This is John?
Andy Burgess.
Andy, gotcha. Right on. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes here. Well, I'll give it a rest after this one, I promise. But anyway, I think the only one I know that's still happening. Has anyone answered the shortest name of a province?
Yes.
Somebody did answer that?
Yep.
Oh, it's Quebec, right?
Correct. You are correct.
Well, anyway, I will get out the way. I didn't hear the answer. I'll get out the way and great, great show, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks, Simon.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Good night.
Bye-bye. All righty then. Let's see here. A couple more science questions. What are the only two elements on the periodic table that are liquid at room temperature? And one more here. What are the names of the two moons orbiting Mars? 218-326-1234. I have some more prison questions as well. This is New York City's main jail complex and consists of 10 jails, housing about 12,000 inmates. It houses minor offenders as well as notorious killers. Famous inmate David, son of Sam Berkowitz. What's the name of the prison? Here's one more. This Kansas penitentiary, oh man, yeah, my tongue's all swollen, houses about 2,000 inmates. Some of its past inhabitants include Michael Vick, Bugs Moran, and George Machine Gun Kelly. What's the name of the Kansas prison? Penitentiary. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, all mine got answered, but I finally got in. I've been a hole so long, and I'm growing roots.
Fair enough. So you didn't get...
Thumper. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, go ahead. Thumper, I was going to ask where you're from.
Thumper and Rosemont, yep. Hey, correction a little bit, though, on the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
He first had a video in Jackson 5.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it wasn't on MTV. So his,
oh, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, that's the way the question read. But yes, you are correct. Yeah, I can see it. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah. Well, I don't think it was ABC either. I think it was something else.
I'm sure it probably was. It probably was. It probably was, but... All right, Thumper. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you have a day.
You
great
too.
Show.
You,
love you guys.
Thank you, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I was trying to remember the name of the question about the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, it did finally get answered.
Oh, okay, well, it did, huh?
Yeah, it was space shuttle flew 39 missions, the most of any other space shuttle from 1984 until its retirement in 2011. Did you know the answer?
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you know the answer?
I guess Discovery. The Discovery?
Yes, Discovery. You betcha. Yeah, you betcha.
All right. Sounds good. Shoot, I didn't hear it get answered.
No worries.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Great show.
Where are you calling from?
IQ Islanders again.
Oh, right on. Gotcha.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, the elements that are liquid at room temperature.
Yes.
Gallium and mercury?
Mercury, yes. Gallium, I don't have that. I don't have that.
Yeah, gallium would liquefy, I think, at, well, just above room temperature in your hand. So that might be just above it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's not. I don't have that. I have two elements, and mercury is one of them.
Okay.
So where are you calling from?
The other one, too. Park Rapids. This is the Kruk family.
All right, on. Gotcha.
All righty. Good show.
Thanks for calling from Riverside Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay. I couldn't hear if anyone answered this one. But did you get the answer for the song that you were looking for?
I did, for the time. Pink Floyd song. No. I'm sorry. The Foreigner song. Yeah, I would.
Is that the? I'm not going to try to sing it, but is it Feels Like the First Time?
Yes, Feels Like the First Time.
First time.
That's the one.
Okay, I can sing it as
feels
a duet.
Feels like the very first time.
Very first time. Anyway, I'll give a shout out to the Northern hockey teams, Moorhead, Grand Rapids, Hibbing, War Road. They're combined 9-2, only two overtime losses out of all those games.
Awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, right on. Good job.
And Moorhead should be playing right now. I don't know the score, but.
The Spuds?
Yeah.
You betcha.
Anyway, pretty good showing for the North. So.
Right. Where are you calling from?
Thank you very much. Oh, this is John from Grand Rapids.
Oh, right.
Home of the Thunderhawks.
Okie dokie. Thanks, John.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.
All righty then. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back with more green cheese fun in just a minute. Oh.